tens of thousands of accounts from ordinary people worldwide every single year point toward a phenomenon often labeled or categorized as alien visitation or abduction. For the people who suffer these horrific experiences, the torment is real, and the nightmare, a never-ending cycle. Are these individuals actually being visited by some highly advanced astral species of superior being? Or is there a malevolent supernatural force behind all of this? Today's guest is here to shatter the paradigm. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Skywatch TV. For those that missed last week, you simply must go back to the archives. Explosive television with revelation after revelation by our special guests who are back again this week, and I'm going to introduce to you right now. He's a legendary writer, director, actor, and producer known for his incredible viral Watcher series and Watchmen Chronicles. His Nephilim trilogy hit the CBA bestsellers list. Please welcome Mr. L.A. Marzulli. She's a prolific writer whose works have been featured in the Wisconsin Christian News and Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural Report, and co-host of the popular Through the Black podcast with the one and only Mr. Tom Dunn, Miss Vicki Anderson. You know, last week was no laughing matter. We were really into the weeds. We were talking about this phenomenon that a lot of people framework or typecast as alien visitation or alien abduction. And in the weeks ahead, we're also going to be dealing with subject material from Vicki's new book, and I'm going to show you these in just a second, on sleep paralysis, but this whole concatenation of various visitation-based, torment-based, horrific nightmare-based experiences that people are experiencing, and either A, not telling anybody about, because they're terrified they're going to be labeled as a lunatic, or they don't know where to turn because when they have, they've found no answers. And so far, L.A., it's just such a brilliant execution, such a clinic on what this phenomenon truly is as we dig into the supernatural realm, as well as what prevailing things must be done to capitalize and overcome through the use of an application of the name of Jesus, power that he has lent to those his children. First, two very important new bodies of work: The Coming UFO Invasion by L.A. Marzulli, the subtitle Exposing the Dragon's Dark Secrets. And we're going to be talking about this one a lot next week. They Only Come Out at Night, Exposing the Dark Weapon of Sleep Paralysis. Two explosive, groundbreaking works, ladies and gentlemen. I want to hit the ground running with you, L.A., this week and continue where we left off last week.
Yeah.
The subtitle of the DVD, Exposing the Dragon's Dark Secrets. I think we had kind of hovered over that but didn't get to unpack a whole lot. I want to recap just a snapshot of last week's program, some of the stuff we covered, but then I want to ask you why so many of the individuals that cite that they've experienced abduction or visitation from alien greys or something like this, why they have these blank spots in their memory. Why is it so patchy? Why can't they account for every moment while they were gone and until they return?
Well, let's start, just recap real quickly. Genesis 3:15 is, in my opinion, that's the key to the entire biblical prophetic narrative. If we don't understand Genesis 3:15, then when we get to Genesis 6 or the Tower of Babel or the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah or the destruction of the Nephilim tribes in the Holy Land, we go, whoa, the God of the Old Testament is this maniacal, capricious, bloodthirsty God who's just like killing people arbitrarily. No, that's not what's going on. Genesis 3:15 tells us, and Jesus is saying it to Satan and over here, the dragon, and then Adam and Eve over here. Your seed will be at enmity. Your seed will be at war. Your seed, your offspring, will be at war at enmity with the seed of the woman. The one coming from the seed of the woman, the proto-evangelium, will crush the dragon's head. That's the whole Bible. If we understand that, then when we get to all those difficult passages, we understand exactly what's going on. When Jesus tells us it'll be like the days of Noah, we just plug in Genesis 6 and we see, oh, I see, there's a breeding program going on. It's all about the seed, as Gary Sturman would say. It's all about the seed. So then when we go to Daniel chapter 2, We see that their seed will mingle with the seed of men, but they will not cleave to them. The word cleave is given in marriage. That welcome to the modern day abduction phenomena. Genesis 6, they were taking wives, plural, and they're not doing that now. They're mixing the seed. They're creating a hybrid. For some of you out there listening to this, you're going, that's the craziest thing I've ever heard. It's right in our Bibles. And, you know, the film expounds on it. We don't have time to really, you know, dial in a deep dive on that. But the bottom line is there is a breeding program going on. So here's a story. This guy is chained to a jail cell, and he's not a happy person. There's other people in there with him. This entity comes through the wall. How does that work? All of a sudden, the chains drop off, and the entity says, get your things. Well, the person in the jail cell is going like, I don't know whether I'm awake or asleep. The jail cell opens. They go out. The guards are all sleeping, which guards don't do. The prison door opens by itself, and out they go. That's Peter's jailbreak. That's in our Bibles. And Peter says, I'm not sure whether I'm awake or asleep. When the angel appears to Daniel, what happens? He said, I did a face plant in the modern day vernacular. He falls on his face. The angel has to touch him. When we're around these entities, they have the power to manipulate space, time, matter, and energy. And they do so, both the good ones and, of course, the fallen ones. And so when a person is abducted, they have the power to switch you off. And we've heard this over and over by people who have been taken.
Right.
So they remember certain things, and then they're switched off. Or even more alarming, during the abduction, during when they're taking sperm or taking ovum, some of them wake up. And that is like, you know, just unbelievable. They'll see things. And then, of course, one of the grays or one of the mantis-type beings or whatever will get right in front of their face, and then they just go right out again. I call this UFO brain fog. And we've heard stories like this from many people who've been taken, had encounters, been abducted. They'll do things like the orb came across, or the orb came right next to the car and followed us for a few minutes.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
And then, so after the orb left, we just concentrated on driving. Who does that? Nobody does that. No one talked. There were three people in the car. The first thing you would do is jam on the brakes. Oh, my gosh, what's that? No one does that. Yeah. We just concentrated on driving. Nonsense.
Yeah.
That's UFO brain fog. And we see this with the abductees. It's alarming because they can go in there. They can also plant false memories. But the phenomenon is real. We know this. We know from the accounts of the women who, you know, with the sperm from the men, that's one thing. You can't track that. But with the women, you can. And you can go and look at medical records. I was pregnant, third month of pregnancy. They re-abducted me. They took the child. And this gets into the breeding program. This is Daniel chapter 2. I'm not making this stuff up. It's right in our Bibles. But we just turn the page because we don't understand it. And that's why the subtitle, Exposing the Dragon's Dark Secrets, that's what we're doing in this film. We're showing the body of Messiah, the body of Christ, what the end game really is. And it's a breeding program. The late Chuck Missler, I asked him this question. Yeah. What do you think about the abductions? And Chuck looked right at me and said, Satan's out number 2-1. He's building an army.
One of the most important things that I need to make sure the audience understands is that you actually sat down in the creation of the coming UFO invasion, and you actually speak with several individuals who have been experiencing these things. Probably a lot of these individuals to the detriment of maybe their own reputations and families viewing them as loonies. There's nothing to gain here. There's no money in it for them. There's no fame. There's nothing but maybe baggage to accumulate, being honest and open, and surely allowing this to be a matter of record now, videotaped and now a part of this body of work. But you were also involved with the removal of an implant. Talk to us about that. And make sure you talk slowly because, again, you're going to have, I'm just telling you, you're going to have people that are hearing that and they're going to have a lot of difficulty accepting it.
This is conjecture in the sense of what I think the end game of the implants is. So we'll put that on the back burner.
Okay.
So we know that people were taken and many of them are implanted. And so when I got into this, when I started talking about it, 24, 25 years ago, I was laughed at and called Mr. Tinfoil Hat, Mr. Conspiracy Theory, blah, blah, blah.
Sure.
So the late Richard Shaw, we did 11 films together.
Yeah, he was great.
In the Watchers series. So Richard moves into this condominium-type deal, and this guy comes in to change the smoke alarms. He's 7 feet tall. He's not a Nephilim, but he's a former basketball player. He just reaches up and changes the smoke. I say, well, what are you doing? So Rick goes, I'm making a film. What's it on? Oh, it's on aliens. Now, they've never met. And he goes, oh, I've been taken. I've been abducted. This is Emil. Emil appears in the Watchers series and also in our new film. So Emil says, oh, I have an implant. Out of the blue, he just says, I have an implant. So we're at this time, we had been making films with the late Dr. Roger Lear. Dr. Roger Lear's website is The Alien and the Scalpel. There's a protocol with people that claim to have an implant, and we immediately took Emil and started the protocol. We did an x-ray. Guess what? There's the implant. We did a CAT scan. Guess what? There's the metallic object. There's the implant. So CAT scan showing the implant, the x-ray showing the implant, the Gauss meter showing that there's a metallic object there, the stud finder showing a metallic object. We did all the protocols that Dr. Lear had set in place. There's no doubt about it that there is an implant, something metallic that's physical, which corroborates Emil's story. So now this is where high strangeness sets in. So now we're in the operating theater. We're doing the pre-op. This is 2 weeks before we go in. We're with Dr. Matriciana. Set him down on the table. He looks at the x-ray, takes a black magic marker, makes a little x where he thinks the implant is based on the x-ray. Takes the ultrasound wand. I'll use this for a prop. Here's the guy's leg, Emil's leg. He finds it in less than a minute. There's the implant. We'll see in 2 weeks. 2 weeks come. There's three film crews there. We've got doctors. We've got medical people. Richard Shaw is there filming. I'm there filming. We've got camera people. Nurses are running around. I mean, people watching the proceedings on an HD monitor. I mean, it's a big production for us. It's like, whoa, this is really amazing. And Emil's laying on the table. And, of course, what we have to do is make sure we can find the implant. So, once again, he looks at the x-rays, makes a black X on the mark. He takes the ultrasound wand and goes over this little piece of flesh, like 8 inches long, 3 inches wide, right below the knee where the implant's supposed to be. He does this for an hour and 20 minutes. He cannot find the implant. He turns to Dr. Roger Lear and says, maybe we should get another x-ray. And Lear goes, no, we know exactly where it is. You saw it. I saw it. We've got CAT scans, x-rays. We know where it is. Now, at this moment, the Holy Spirit speaks to me. Richard's standing across the room. I get a little tap on my shoulder from the Spirit of a living God, the Holy Spirit. And the Lord says, you need to take authority over this, and you need to do it now. So I'm in a room full of unbelievers, except for Richard. And this is so important because as Christians, if we're in a situation where something's coming down, you know, and you're in a room full of unbelievers, we have the authority. Use our authority. Yes. It's like the rest of these people are in romper room, with all due respect. I'm not going to ask your permission. I'm going for it because I know something's up here.
Right.
End of story. So I just went to the people in the room. I go, hey, guys, this is going to sound really weird, but I'm going to pray, and I'm going to do it now. I'm not asking, like, you know, is it okay if I pray? I'm not doing that. I'm going to pray, and I'm going to do it now. And my prayer was something like this. Nothing long, nothing like super religious, oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. Nothing like that at all. It was just really straight ahead. Father, if there are forces which are cloaking this device, I pray that you would break their power and do it soon. And everybody's kind of looking at me like, oh, God, you know, he's off his rocker. Yeah. Guess what? About a minute and a half later, the implant comes from the back of the monitor screen. We had a monitor like this where we were looking at the ultrasound. No implant. All of a sudden, from the rear of the screen, it's like this. And it comes to the, and everybody goes, what's that? And Dr. Matriciani goes, that's the implant. He takes the wand off, and he's looking at it and tapping it, trying to figure out, why am I seeing the implant? Puts it back on. There's the implant. Takes it off, taps it again. He does this like 3 or 4 times. He can't figure out. Dr. Roger Lear's eyes are like this. You know, Richard and I are laughing because we know exactly who showed up and broke the power of a dragon. We took out.
Yes.
Yeah, no kidding. Give the Lord a hand. Amen. So this is all in film. It's in our Watchers series, and it's also, there's the abridged version in our new film, The Coming UFO Invasion. And we show the whole process. There's the leg. We know where the implant is. We take a scalpel. Matriciana takes a scalpel, assisted by Dr. Roger Lear, makes the incision, opens it up. We get our first look at the implant. There it is. And what's amazing about this, the body does not expunge it. The body does not move it out. The nerve endings are wrapped around it. And we cut away, it's all on film, we cut away, and there it is, about the size of a grain of rice embedded in Emil's leg. 2 days later, we were at Seal Lab looking at this thing under a scanning electron microscope. And you could see out of the little implant, about the size of a grain of rice, this little, like, for lack of a better word, like ganglia. And this is where it interfaces with the nervous system, not the circulatory system, the nervous system. So I took Dr. Roger Routes the last time I saw him alive. 2 months after that, He passed away. Oh. And Richard and I were filming in Peru. And I took him out one-on-one, and I said, Roger, I hope you understand what happened in that operating theater. And he looked at me, his eyes got really big, and he said, L.A., I now believe there's a supernatural component to the alien abduction phenomena. I'm going to tell Whitley Strieber about this. 2 months later, he was dead. Whitley was at his funeral. We didn't get a chance to talk to him. Whoever is doing this has spent an inordinate amount of time, effort, and resources to create these implants. So what is this thing? In my opinion, this is the mark of the beast. That's conjecture, but it's based on decades of research because it's inserted in the leg, but eventually it'll be here and here. I've talked to an abductee who had one in the forehead. Mm. So I think it's these are precursors to the mark of the beast. And remember, this is all done by the dragon and the dragon's kingdom. It's the best kept secret, more secret than the Manhattan Project. And when you say something like this to our Christian brothers and sisters, we're often scoffed at. But now our government is telling us that UAPs, unidentified aerial phenomena, are real. They're telling us that women are being taken, and some of them find themselves pregnant after aboard UFOs. That's why our film is cutting edge. We explain it all from a biblical prophetic narrative, worldview, paradigm. And it's all in our Bibles, all of it.
It's one of those rare occasions where you can hear a pin drop in the live studio audience. Huh? We're going to take a very quick break. I want to make sure that you know how you can get your copy of The Coming UFO Invasion, along with Vicki Joy Anderson's new book, They Only Come Out at Night, and a very special opportunity partnered with Doctrines of Devils, which is a multi-hour audio series that Josh Peck and Stephen Bancars did with Doreen Virtue, former New Age. She's a mega name in the New Age, found Jesus Christ. All of that is in this audio series. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back.
Millions of Americans are being terrorized at night or even taken against their will without warning and without mercy. Who or what is behind this malevolent activity? Skywatch TV has teamed up with Dr. L.A. Marzulli and Vicki Anderson, renowned experts in the fields of ufology and demonology, to help answer these very difficult questions in the UFOs and Entities Exposed special offer. This incredible offer includes the brand new documentary on DVD, The Coming UFO Invasion, Exposing the Dragon's Dark Secrets. In this groundbreaking film, legendary researcher and reporter Dr. L.A. Marzulli rips the cover off the terrifying secrets of alien abduction and UFO visitation in never-before-seen interviews with actual victims of these seemingly unstoppable phenomenons.
It happens again and again, and you feel it, and you're there, and you remember it.
These beings, if you want to call them that, when I was 5, 6, 7 years old, and it continued up till about I was 15.
I found out I was 3 months pregnant, and at first there was a heartbeat. They just said, this is the womb, but there's nothing there.
What or who is entering the homes of these victims, removing them, and once removed, what is being done to them? And for what purpose? Is it demonic activity? L.A. listens to firsthand accounts of these horrific encounters and offers biblical answers to this alarming problem that will help individuals suffering these terrors find freedom in Jesus Christ. Also included in this phenomenal special offer is acclaimed writer, researcher, and investigator Vicki Anderson's brand new book, They Only Come Out at Night. This riveting page-turner reveals biblical answers to the mystery surrounding Asclepians, the ancient healing temples of servants and astral encounters, whether vampires and ancient threshold covenants are fact or fiction, who the primary targets of the entities behind sleep paralysis actually are, and whether or not you may be one of them, what your way out of the astral matrix really is, and so much more. But that's not all. You'll also receive the mind-boggling audio series, Doctrines of Devils. Listen as Stephen Bancars interviews Doreen Virtue, world-renowned former best-selling author and teacher of the New Age, as she explains her incredible supernatural journey out of the occult and into the arms of Jesus. This over 12-hour series features bonus interviews with Dr. Chuck Missler, Dr. Thomas Horn, John McTernan, Gary Bates, and many more on the subjects of ghosts, demons, and the supernatural. This is an exclusive offer for our Skywatch television audience and holds a retail value of $85. Yours right now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. Now you and your family can understand through a biblical lens what is really behind the dark weapons of UFO visitation, alien abduction, and sleep paralysis. The UFOs and Entities Exposed special offer, available now at SkyWatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Welcome back to SkyWatch TV. I'm Joe Artis Horn. And before we resume our interview with L.A. Marzulli, I just want to take a second to remind you at home that we are, in fact, in part, a viewer-based supported ministry. So amongst the things that you can do, if you want to help us continue doing what we do and stay on the air every week and bring you programs just like the one you're watching now, is first, you can support us prayerfully, but you can also visit skywatchtv.com. On the right-hand side, you'll see a donate button, and you can make a gift of whatever amount that the Lord leads you to leave, and we appreciate it so much, and it does go so far to continue helping us provide you with content like you're watching today. LA, I want to dive right back into this with just a few minutes on the clock now. We've been talking about alien visitation, abduction, whether it's supernatural, whether it's demonic. And again, never enough time to do the full deep dive clinic in a short format program like this, which is why we encourage all of you to get your copy of The Coming UFO Invasion. How do you think, and you mentioned during the break, you know, governments of the world are now acknowledging.
Right.
You know, maybe 50 years ago it was all taboo and they would have told you that none of this is real. They're all hiding things that they know. We all know that they know. They know that we know that they know that we know. And they all act as though it's theater. But now they're just, I mean, Tucker Carlson, more and more news anchors are just at ease telling you this is what happened. Yeah. And of course, with the invention of the cell phone, you're seeing video now, unavoidable video that can't all be curated and deep faked. These are just grandmothers with a cell phone that looks up at the sky and sees, you see what I'm saying? Crafts and unidentified flying objects.
Sure.
Why do you think there's this relaxing now? The narrative is becoming more and more okay to accept the fact that not only we're being visited, but there is probably the presence of a higher entity, some astral higher being that maybe is smarter than us, more advanced, why they might be visiting. How does that fit into Bible prophecy?
There's something that talks about in 2 Thessalonians, let no man trouble you in any way, that the day of the Lord has come and our gathering to him, that they will not happen until, and the word is apostasia, until the falling away, until the apostasy happens, and then the man of sin is revealed. So that begs the question, what would cause the apostasy? What would cause this great falling away? Satan comes with all signs and lying wonders, right? Even the elect would be deceived if that were possible. Men and women fading from fear from what's coming upon the earth. Something is up. I mean, the Bible is screaming at us. And here we are, and the entire planet runs on Darwinism, where there is no God, there is no supernatural. This whole thing just evolved magically over billions of years, primordial slime, blah, 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 blah. But the neo-Darwinists are looking at this and going, wait a minute, time out. The complexity of the DNA molecular structure begs another answer to this, because this, you don't make something like that from primordial slime. It just didn't happen. It's a very complex code, extremely complex code. So the neo-Darwinists are looking out there, the space, the plurality of worlds, that we were in fact seeded here by an advanced race of extraterrestrials. So the New Agers are looking for our space brothers, right? This is what I call the coming great deception. It will change the entire paradigm on this planet in an instant.
Yeah.
In an instant. And what I mean by that, if you have a mile-wide craft, and I'm not saying a mile-wide craft has appeared yet, but when that happens over Paris or Washington, D.C. or Ukraine or wherever it is, all bets are off. Because everybody's going to be going, oh my gosh, what's happened? What just happened? And that's the question then, is the church here for that? Or does that lead to the great falling away? We don't really know. Could that lead into the apostasy of the apostasy, the great falling away? Certainly, absolutely. Could part of a church go up in the rapture? Absolutely. And then those professing to be Christians but aren't born again and spirit-filled, they don't go, because that's the prerequisite. That's where your ticket is if you're born again and spirit-filled. If you just, yeah, I know Jesus. I go to Christmas and Easter, and, you know, we have our Easter eggs, and not what we're talking about. We're talking about a personal relationship. So that's what we're looking at. It's all in the biblical prophetic narrative. Going from Genesis 3:15, the seed war, which we've been talking about, but I always go back to that. If people haven't done a deep dive, they need to do a deep dive there. Just pause there until our spirit man or spirit woman embraces what that seed war is about, because that's what it, the offspring of the dragon will be at enmity at war with the offspring of the woman. Read it in different translations. Read it in the New Living or the King James or the Old King James or whatever. Read it in as many different translations as you want to. It's a seed war. It's the seed of the dragon. The Antichrist, in my opinion, literally is Rosemary's baby. It's the seed of the dragon. So hybrids are walking amongst us, these entities, these soulless entities. People are being abducted. And it's why I realize this sounds, Brett Baer, this is Fox News. This is not L.A. Marzulli. This is Fox News. Brett Baer ran with this story. Remember, he's just reading off a teleprompter. He's not out doing research like yours truly is. He's not talking to abductees like we have. He hasn't done a deep dive on this for 30 years and made it his life's work.
Yeah.
He's just reading off a teleprompter. And it says this, some women who have been taken by UFOs talk about unexplained pregnancies. That's my wheelhouse. That's everything we've been talking about. Right. This is Fox News. It's not George Norrie on Coast to Coast. And what is he saying? They become pregnant when they're taken aboard UFOs. That's all he says. He leaves it at that. They don't do a deep dive. They just tease the audience to see what the audience will do. The audience at Fox News is primarily conservative Christian, primarily. Mm-hmm. Does anything happen? Flatlined. Nobody bats an eyelash. This is why the church needs to wake up and understand that we are in perilous times.
But the church doesn't ever address this. So I want to speak on behalf of all of the bolder people out there that acknowledge, both Christian and not Christian, that listen to what you're saying now and go, you know, I have an aunt, I have a brother, I've heard this, I've heard that. This is that moment where they're going, somebody addressed it from a biblical perspective, a biblical worldview. Somebody took the Christian story and the alien story and said, here's an answer that you haven't heard yet. Thank you for your boldness.
Amen.
I mean that.
Praise the Lord.
Seriously.
Praise the Lord. Thank you.
LA, with about a minute on the clock, if a person's watching this program and haven't had the chance to watch your DVD, which is going to go through this thoroughly, but wants to start today, stop these night terrors, these visitations, these events, where do they start?
If you think you know him, but you don't know him, then you don't know him. If you think you know Jesus, but you don't know Jesus personally, then you don't know him. If you ask him into your heart, no matter what's going on, he will come in and he'll fellowship with you. This is not pie in the sky that happened to me 43 years ago. If you are being taken, if you are being abducted, if you have sleep paralysis, if you're being hounded by the dark side, call out to him. His name is greater than all other names. It's not a magic word. It's a relationship. He will come and he will set you free.
That's right.
Unfortunately, we're all out of time for this week. Have you guys enjoyed having LA out to Skywatch? We probably should do it again in the future, no?
Yes.
Absolutely.
He will be back, but don't go anywhere. Next week, prolific researcher and writer Vicki Anderson returns with L.A. Marzulli to disclose what is behind the dark weapon of sleep paralysis. It's not going to be one you're going to want to miss. Ladies and gentlemen, for everybody here in studio and on panel, L.A., Vicki, thank you again for joining us this week. I'm Joe Horn. Keep your eyes on the prize, which is Jesus Christ. We will be back.